Simon & Schuster Audio presents You Could Make This Place Beautiful, a memoir by Maggie Smith, read by the author.
I am out with lanterns, looking for myself. Emily Dickinson. Prologue. Before we go any further together, me with my lanterns, you following close behind, light flickering on both of our faces, I want to be clear about something. This isn't a tell-all. A tell-all would need an omniscient narrator, godlike, hovering over the whole scene, seeing into the houses, listening to the conversations and phone calls, reading the texts and emails. I'm jealous of this all-knowing narrator, even though she doesn't exist. I want to know what she knows. This isn't a tell-all because all is something we can't access. We don't get all. Some, yes. Most, if we're lucky. All, no. There's no such thing as a tell-all, only a tell-some. A tell-most, maybe. This is a tell-mine. And the mine keeps changing because I keep changing. The mine is slippery like that. This isn't a tell-all because some of what I'm telling you is what I don't know. I'm offering the absences, too. The spaces I know aren't empty, but I can't see what's inside them. Like the white spaces between stanzas in a poem. What is unspoken, unwritten there? How do we read those silences? The book you're holding in your hands was many books before it was this one. Nested inside this version are the others, the version I began deep inside my sadness, thumbed into my phone in bed on sleepless nights, the one I scribbled out with sparks in my hair. You'll see pieces of those books inside this one. Why? Because I'm trying to get to the truth. And I can't get there except by looking at the whole, even the parts I don't want to see, maybe especially those parts. I've had to move into and through the darkness to find the beauty. Spoiler alert, it's there. The beauty's there. I know the real people who...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?